Simon Shin Ayin, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber discusses, you have a bunch of people, a few groups of people that spend Shabbos together in a traklin. Traklin could be one very big house, a mansion, a palace, something like that. And it's five separate groups or five separate families that are spending Shabbos together in this mansion, divided by walls and separate rooms and separate walls in between them. So do they each get considered as a separate unit for Erev Chatzeres, or are all five considered like one because they're spending Shabbos together in the same big house? So the Mechaber says that if the setup of the house is such that each one goes through the other one's room, through the other one's space, in order to get out to the one grand front door in the front of the house, so then the only ones that have to have Erev Chatzeres are the ones most on the inside, and then the second one after them. But everyone is closer to the outside, to the outer door, does not need Erev Chatzeres. And the reason is because since the inner one and the second one closest to the inside are passing through their rooms to get to the outside, they're not considered like a separate unit, rather like a beishar for the innermost two. And Mishnah Berurah explains, even though everyone besides the innermost one is really a beishar for the innermost one, but fellow number two, who's in the second from the inside, he's only a beishar for a yochad. He's only a beishar for the innermost fellow, for the innermost family. And the beishar of yochad is not considered a beishar, and therefore it's considered like he's a regular cheder, like a regular unit, regular apartment of his own. Everyone from number three and on, three, four, and five, as you work your way to the outside, to the front door, they are living in something which is not so much considered an independent apartment, but rather a beishar for number one and two. A beishar for the rabbim, and a beishar for the rabbim is not considered to be a mokum dira, and therefore three, four, and five are not mokhlif to participate in Erev Chatzeres. Only number one and two are required to participate in Erev Chatzeres. Mishnah Berurah explains, talking about that the walls between the various units in the various apartments here make it up to the ceiling. But if it's low walls that don't make it up to the ceiling, and we'll see soon in Shulchan Aruch, that they don't make it within 3 tefachim of the ceiling, then they're all considered like one, and then everyone's considered one, like one big unit for a chiyuv Erev together. We're not differentiate and say the outer ones are yamul chiyuv, the inner two are not mul chiyuv, rather everyone's mul chiyuv as one big unit together. And the Mechaber says, let's say each one has their own entrance to the gray outdoors, so then they're considered like separate, and then Ma adds on another case that they're considered like separate units, that they don't each have their own entrance to the gray outdoors, but they each have their own entrance to one general hallway, and that hallway opens to the gray outdoors. So even though they all go out to the gray outdoors, to the street, for one entrance, since they each have their own Pesach to the hallway, so they're considered like separate yurim, separate units, separate apartments, and they need Erev Chatzeres to be able to carry from the units out to the hallway, from their apartment to the hallway. This is very again, any time you have an apartment building. You have an apartment building with a common hallway, there's many different apartments, they all open up to the hallway of the apartment building. So the people need Erev Chatzeres to be able to carry from their apartment out into the hallway. Now sometimes there might be a general Erev, which explains over the entire area, the entire chatzah, the entire street, the entire neighborhood. But if there isn't, and they want to be able to carry within the apartment building from the apartments to the hallway, or from the hallway to the apartments, so then they have to have Erev Chatzeres together, and it's a common misconception, people are not aware of this, although it's probably walled in the whole building, but you have to have Erev Chatzeres between the apartments and the hallway to be able to carry out from the apartments to the hallway in a scenario where there's no Erev around the whole neighborhood, around the whole city. Mishnah Berurah says, unless the Baal Bayis is Tfisas Yad in the original apartments, like we discussed previously in Sif Beis. Now, the Mechaber explains himself, though, that which we said that if they each have their own entrance to the gray outdoors, or we said for them all, each have their own entrance to the hallway, so they could still have separate units, each have to have their own Erev Chatzeres, that's only if it's proper machitzas between them. But let's say the machitzas between them are not real machitzas, it's just have curtains separating each apartment from each other. So if the curtains make it to within 3 tefachim of the ceiling, so we say love it, and it's considered as if it's closed up, it's not fully closed up because it's only curtains, but the curtain does make it pretty much to the top, within love it of the top, so someone's considered closed up. So then if the Erev Chatzeres matzah is being kept in someone else's house in that chatzar or that neighborhood, for the neighborhood, then they each have to participate with that Erev Chatzeres. However, if the Erev Chatzeres is being kept in this traklin, or let's say there's no one else in this chatzar or in this Erev besides Bill from this traklin, then they don't have make Erev Chatzeres because they're all considered like one, since they only have curtains, not proper machitzas. As opposed to if they have proper machitzas, then they're considered to be completely separate. Now, if the curtains don't make it to within 3 tefachim of the ceiling, rather the gap between the curtain and the ceiling is 3 tefachim or more, so then they're all considered like one. And if some of the curtains make it to within 3 tefachim, some don't, the ones that the curtains end too low are considered like one with each other, and the ones that the curtains make it within 3 tefachim of the top, they are considered like separate units. We have this halacha that if the Erev Chatzeres is being kept somewhere outside this traklin, they all have to participate individually in the Erev Chatzeres. And the Mechaber discussed somebody who has a Malamed or a Sefer living in his house, or Talmidim who live by the Rebbe, even if they each go home to sleep in their own individual house in the Chatzar, and could even take their food to eat there. But if they're getting their food from the Baal Bayis or from the Rebbe's house, that's the food that's being cooked and baked for them. And Mishnah Berurah explains that they're not really they don't really own their own individual house, or they're renting it, they're just borrowing it. So between those two factors together, they're getting the food cooked and baked for the one central house, and they each are just borrowing their house, not really owning or renting it, then they're not considered like individual units, and they're all considered to be part of the Baal Bayis, part of the Rebbe, and they don't answer on him, and they do not need Erev Chatzeres together.